You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey everyone, Tim McMaster here along with Bill Chastain, our MLB.com Rays reporter. We're at the winter meetings in Lake Buena Vista, Florida, talking about what the Rays are up to. For the most part, that's been rumors about the possibilities of them trading away some of the guys that have been key chips to that team. But they have made a move bringing in a player. They did that on Monday. They acquired Joey Wendell from the A's. It's for a player to be named later. What do they like about Wendell?
Well, first off, they really like the way he fields the ball. They also said they've been following him for a while, and they like the way he hits. So, I have never seen Joey play, but they spoke pretty highly of him, and particularly for someone that you picked up for a player to be named later.
So Wendell was the move for the Rays on Monday. Busy again on day two as they make a trade with the San Diego Padres. They bring in Ryan Schimpf. It's more depth for this team.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. We haven't had a chance to speak to the GM yet, but you know they brought in Wendell yesterday, and they already brought Micah Johnson. So all three guys have options. They can play different positions. So I think they're looking for some flexibility and depth with for the coming season.
It's an interesting situation for the Rays right now, just in the unknown for this team, because we don't really know the direction. Is this team going to continue to try to compete, or are they going to trade some of those guys and start more of a rebuild? What's the moment when we'll know, when we hear whether or not they made one of those trades?
Well, talking to GM Eric Neander yesterday, he was saying that they really don't even know yet. Yeah. So we're kind of out in the dark. Now, I have a hard time believing they don't know, but they're not sharing with us just yet. Of note, with Joey Wendell and also with Micah Johnson, who they picked up, I believe, 2 weeks ago, they're also mulling over whether or not they might use eight relievers, which if they had some more flexible guys on their roster, then that would open up another spot, and which I think folds all into the whole thing about having the guys go twice through the order, the starters, and then open it up to your middle relief. So it could be interesting to watch from that on how they set up their roster.
All the managers speak at the winter meetings. They get a half an hour each to kind of whoever wants to show up and ask them questions can. Kevin Cash let it all off. He was the first guy at the podium. Did anything he said stand out to you?
Well, I mean, he said pretty much what, he kind of doesn't know yet what his roster is going to be. He talked some about his acceptance of that whole thing about going twice through the order. In fact, he was funny about it. They said, well, when, you were a catcher, so back in the day, your deal was to try and nurse a pitcher to get 7 or 9 innings. And I said, how hard was that to break? And he said, there were some, rough times. And I said, well, when did you finally accept it? And he said, well, when general manager Matt Silverman told me, that's the way we're going to do it. So
yeah.
Boss says it's a good time to adapt.
That makes a lot of sense. You mentioned the team not even knowing the direction they may head or saying it that way. Giancarlo Stanton obviously traded to the New York Yankees over the weekend. It became official on Monday. He was here at the winter meetings. How does that change the Rays' outlook, just the way other teams within the division have stacked up a little bit?
Of course, historically, it's never changed it because, we've seen it when they had Price and in fact I remember at the time I believe it was Andrew Friedman was still the GM. He was wondering, he said he had talked to Price's agent about seeing if they could put him on layaway. And they're used to it. They're in the big boy league. Boston and New York are going to spend money, and they've got more to spend than them, so it's a reality. And I remember Joe Maddon used to always feel like that helped them play better going up against better competition. So
all right, when you look at the possible chips that the Rays could trade, obviously it's different levels would bring back different kinds of things. The one that's interesting to me is Evan Longoria, maybe the most interesting, just because this guy's been the face of the franchise, obviously a third baseman. There are teams out there that need a third baseman. At this point in Longoria's career, with the contract he has, do you think he could bring a sizable return?
He probably would have bought more last year, yeah, based on his previous year. But, he's a veteran guy. He's a clutch player. He's a gold glove fielder. I think that, he's a good fit on any team. And then also, if he's not the best guy in your lineup, I think watch out. And then you have to maybe pitch to him a little differently than you would if he's, the guy in the lineup. You've got to worry about beating you.
Yeah, some contending teams, maybe he bats 6th, 7th. You never know
right
about that. Chris Archer. He's a guy that obviously if the Rays want to contend, he needs to be there, even if it's a couple years from now. How about his trade status?
Well, supposedly Archer and Longoria, and of course this is all subject or rumors and what's been out there, but supposedly he's on another tier as far as what they want for him. So, you know, and you get it because he, you know, he's got the strikeouts, he's got the innings, he's got a great work ethic. You know, just waiting for him to turn the corner a little bit, and I think most everyone's intrigued by if they could be the team to do that. But, you know, you look at some of the teams in play, and I know I certainly would be playing the Cardinals against the Cubs, if what you hear is true. So I think he would be a big piece for any team to bring in, and I think everybody on the roster is available, but, you know, if the right price comes.
That is the good thing is all these guys is that there's so many teams interested in them that you do get that competition going. The same would be true with Jake Odorizzi. And then how about Colomé? They already traded Boxberger, obviously, so that thinned the bullpen a little bit. You look at Colomé, he's set to be that closer. Lots of teams need a late inning guy. How about that? And the fact that there's all those teams out there that need that.
Well, you know, the more buyers, you know, it's a seller's market. So, and I think the important thing about Colomé, some people, when they scrutinize his numbers, I like the way he, you know, and I think you have to have a certain temperament to be a closer. I know he had he led the American League in saves last year. Well, actually, I think he led all of baseball in saves, but the calm he has, I think, translates to anything over his numbers. So, you know, your numbers might fluctuate, particularly as a relief pitcher, but I really like the calm he has, and I think anybody who brings him in would be very happy with that.
The Rays still have a talented pitching staff, and if you're going to contend, you need that. So they have that edge, maybe better pitching than some of those other teams in the division. So if they decide to, let's see what happens in 2018, what are the needs? We've talked about what they could trade away, but what are the needs? What do they need to add to this roster?
Well, they need a first baseman. You know, Logan Morrison's gone. I think they still need an outfielder. Who knows some of the candidates they have, if they could fit in or not. But other than that, you know, it looks, you know, like they've got some pretty, you know, they're strong up the middle. You know, they got two catchers. They got a shortstop and a center fielder that are really nice. And then you got Matt Duffy coming back who could play second base. He could back up a shortstop. He can back up Longoria at third. So they do have a lot in place. And so that's one reason it's such a fine line on do they want to go for it because they were like five games from being out of the playoffs last year, or do they reconfigure and try to make a push, you know, for a sustained run in 3 or 4 years?
They have young players coming up as well. The system has resurged a little bit, I guess, in recent years. I want to talk about some of those guys. Brent Honeywell pitched in the Futures game last year. He's got that crazy screwball, I guess they would call it, for lack of a better name. He could contribute in 2018. Jake Bowers could be an option at first base, right? I mean, there's guys coming up
sure. That
are just about ready.
Yeah, and I mean, I have not seen Honeywell pitch in person, but I've seen Jake Bowers. He was a clinic during spring training last year. And what impressed me so much about him was the way he was calm, but he also had just crazy power, but he would take his walk. So to me, that's, you know, something instead of it just being a spring training show, you're seeing something that actually translates to, you know, when you're really playing in the regular season.
If they traded a starter, what would that mean for Honeywell? Would he get a chance to make this roster out of spring training?
Well, remember, they're already down Cobb.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think the more numbers there are, the better chance Honeywell has. I think Honeywell, you know, they might stagger his start for business purposes, which all teams tend to do. But I think he has a real good shot to be with the team this year.
The one other guy in there, Willy Adames, who they got in a trade a couple of years ago at the deadline. Here's another guy up the middle. So right now there doesn't seem to be an obvious place for him in that lineup. But how far away is he?
Well, you know, you want to see what might happen if they're going to keep Echeverria at shortstop. You know, if they're in contention, or do they wait before the season? Do they trade Echeverria, and then they have Duffy and Adames to come in at shortstop? And there's a lot worse places to be than have three shortstops. So, but I think something really interesting about the whole thing with Adames is, you know, he came in the David Price trade, and he was a way up the road prospect. I mean, right. He looked like gold coming in, but, you know, to follow incrementally and to make it to where he's at, I mean, that's, you know, that's like buying a penny stock almost and having it come through. I think that's outstanding.
Yeah, it's how you write it up when you make the trade, but so often it doesn't work out.
It's a long way to go, particularly for hitters.
Yeah, so great stuff by them. And you got to give credit to the Rays minor league system for helping him along the way, for sure. All right, this has been MLB.com Extras, our Rays edition. For Bill Chastain, I'm Tim McMaster. Tune in again next time.